Welcome to Healing From Within, Transformation for Recovery and Self-Esteem with Dr. Harry Henshaw, a podcast dedicated to helping you overcome addiction, improve your self-esteem, and create a life you truly love. Each week, discover practical tools, empowering insights, and transformational practices that help you heal from the inside out. Your journey to authentic self-love starts now. Addiction Recovery Through Transformation. Introduction. Why current treatment is failing. Despite decades of effort, the addiction crisis remains unsolved. Relapse rates remain high, overdose deaths continue to rise, and standardized protocols for treatment are absent. Billions of dollars are spent annually, yet there is no clear evidence that existing strategies, rooted in the disease model of addiction, are delivering lasting solutions. Why is this happening? Because the foundation of current treatment is built on false assumptions. When the core beliefs of a system are flawed, the solutions that grow from them will inevitably fall short. To transform addiction recovery, we must replace these false assumptions with a new paradigm, one grounded in psychology, responsibility, the transformation of self-image, and the truth. This is the promise of transformation. False assumption. 1. Drugs and alcohol are inherently addictive. It is widely believed that substances like opioids, alcohol, or stimulants are addictive in themselves, that their chemical nature is the cause of dependency. But research and observation tell a different story. Not everyone becomes addicted. Millions of people use prescription opioids or drink alcohol without developing dependency. No scientific proof exists that drugs are inherently addictive. The claim remains a cultural belief, not an empirically proven fact. Instead, drugs and alcohol are vehicles, not causes. They provide temporary pleasure or relief, which can condition users to repeat the experience. But whether that repetition becomes addiction depends not on the chemical, but on the psychological state of the user. The real role of substances, pleasure and avoidance. Most substances trigger an initial feel-good effect, often through dopamine release in the brain. This sensation is temporary, requiring repeated use to sustain. Over time, tolerance grows, and users chase the memory of that first high. But what compels some people to keep chasing, while others walk away? The answer lies in avoidance of pain. Addictive behavior is not about maximizing pleasure. It is about minimizing suffering. People with low self-esteem and a negative self-image are especially vulnerable because substances numb the inner discomfort they live with daily. People with a healthy self-image may enjoy substances recreationally, but do not develop compulsive dependency. Addiction is not about the drug. It is about the person's relationship with themselves. Research on self-esteem and addiction. Multiple studies confirm a strong link between low self-esteem and addiction. Low self-esteem predicts higher risk of substance abuse. High self-esteem predicts resilience and avoidance of addiction. Nathaniel Brandon summarized it well. I cannot think of a single psychological difficulty, from depression to alcohol abuse, that is not traceable to poor self-esteem. In other words, the cause of addiction is not chemical. It is psychological, rooted in how individuals perceive their own worth. False assumption. 2. Addiction is a disease. The dominant narrative today defines addiction as a brain disease. Organizations like the American Society of Addiction Medicine and the American Medical Association describe it as a chronic disorder caused by neurological dysfunction. But here again, science does not support the claim. Brain scans show changes from repeated substance use, but these are consequences, not causes. No conclusive evidence proves that addiction originates in a diseased brain. If addiction were purely physiological, then all who used substances would become addicted, which is not the case. Addiction is not a disease of the body. It is a disorder of thought. Addiction as a psychological disorder. Addiction is best understood as the compulsive, repetitive use of substances to numb the pain of negative beliefs about oneself. For example, I am not good enough. These beliefs are often formed in early life and crystallized into a self-limiting self-image. Louise Hay emphasized this truth. For every pattern we repeat, there is a belief within us that sustains it. If there were not a need, we wouldn't do it. Addiction fills the need created by a negative self-image. But the relief is temporary, and the cycle of use deepens the individual's suffering. Choice and responsibility. If addiction is not a disease and not caused by substances themselves, then what is it? It is a choice made repeatedly. And with choice comes responsibility. This idea contradicts the core of 12-step philosophy, which declares the addict powerless. But responsibility does not mean blame. It means power. It means the individual has the ability to choose differently, to think differently, and to transform. Louise Hay wrote, "We do choose our thoughts. We may think the same thought so often that it feels automatic, but we made the original choice, and we can make a new one. This is the foundation of transformation." The cure, transforming the self-image. Mainstream treatment often insists there is no cure for addiction, only daily reprieve. This hopeless message ensures relapse and dependency on the treatment system itself. But if addiction is rooted in thought and self-image, then cure is not only possible, it is inevitable when the root cause is transformed. Transformation counseling teaches that recovery rests on 1. Identifying negative beliefs that form a poor self-image. 2. Taking responsibility for thoughts and choices. 3. Replacing destructive patterns with affirming beliefs. 4. Developing authentic self-love and self-esteem. When individuals truly see themselves as worthy, whole, and complete, the compulsion to use disappears. They no longer need substances to escape pain. The hypothesis of transformation. The transformation model proposes addiction is psychological, not physiological. The cause is negative self-image, not diseased brains. The cure is transformation of thought and self-perception. This aligns with the most effective therapy known today, cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, which rests on the principle that changing thought changes behavior. Wayne Dyer illustrated this with his Lost Keys story. People often look outside themselves under the street lamp, where it is easy, rather than inside themselves, where the truth lies. Addiction treatment has been looking outside at drugs and the brain for decades. The real solution is within. Consequences of denying a cure. Believing there is no cure creates hopelessness. It ensures relapse, sustains the treatment industry, and keeps people trapped. But believing in cure creates the possibility of freedom. When people are taught they are not powerless, but powerful creators of their thoughts. They reclaim agency. They begin the process of transformation. The promise of transformation. The solution to addiction is not external. It is not found in more medications, new labels, or endless treatment episodes. The solution is internal transformation. When individuals accept full responsibility for their thoughts, replace negative beliefs with affirming truths, develop self-love and self-acceptance, they step into freedom. Addiction ends not by fighting substances, but by healing the self-image. The promise of transformation is this. By changing how we think about ourselves, we can end addiction forever and live lives that are truly happy, joyous, and free. Thank you for joining us on Healing From Within. If you found value in today's episode, please follow, rate, and share this podcast. It helps others begin their own journey of transformation. For free resources and more about Dr. Henshaw's work, please visit his website at enhancedhealing.com. Remember, the power to change your life is already within you.